You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I fischi per Lautaro Martinez, che deve segnare, altrimenti è finita. Va Lautaro e sbaglia. L'Atletico Madrid si qualifica per i quarti di finale. Delusione tremenda per l'Inter ai calci di rigore.
Hi guys, I don't know how... Wow, I don't know where to start, but we've just watched a really long Atletico Inter game for the last 16 in the Champions League. I'm sure you're all aware. I was covering this game for the BBC and I was waxing lyrical about how wonderful Inter was and how they were going to smash Atleti and how we are talking about two of the best strikers who work so well together and a defence that had kept, 24 clean sheets in 38 matches, solid defensively, best midfield, three players who in midfield who can dominate in possession, who can convert into three number sixes when need be. And then they lost on penalties. Yes, this is disappointing. And I think that a lot of people's reactions is to get mad at Simone Inzaghi for the way that he handled the second leg. And I don't know if I want to pile on to that, to be honest with you, because I can also understand his point of view. But then again, I am a pragmatist, so I can always understand that point of view. It started off quite... Even to be fair, I mean, Atletico just won the ball so high up the pitch. They were overwhelming. They're at home. This season, they have only lost one match at home all season. They've been so dominant, in all honesty. They drew one and they lost one, and that's it at home. So we understand that the Wanda Metropolitano is very much... a cauldron of passion, and there's nothing better than Atleti fans. I mean, I lived in Madrid, I studied there, and I'll be honest with you, I never came across a Real Madrid fan. I would only ever come across Atleti fans. So it is a city that comes alive, but the Wanda Metropolitano in general, I mean, the sound, the noise, and they knew that this was, they knew that this was going to be a battleground and that they would have the advantage at home. This is where it was so important for Inter to have made the most of San Siro, and they didn't. There were so many missed opportunities in that match in particular, and to only come away with a 1-0 lead at home when you are such a dominant team, when you are such a great team. I mean, Atletico didn't even have a shot on target at San Siro. They were desperately trying to cling on. And unfortunately, whether it was Lautaro Martinez or Marcus Thuram, of course, Arnautovic, there were too many missed opportunities for Inter. And actually, that's something that we've seen quite often from them in the Champions League, whether it be against Sociedad or Benfica. They've been quite a few missed chances for Inter. This is the thing about them. They have a brilliant front two, and they've got players all over the pitch who can score, just like we saw over the weekend. Even their centre-backs can score. But for the amount of chances they create, they almost need to be more efficient. They're just not efficient enough for the amount of chances they create. And I think that has led to their undoing, in all honesty. So yes, first half, they scored the goal. Brilliant, you know, it was just wonderful when you see Lautaro Martinez dropping deep, and then Barella delivering for Di Marco, Barella going wider, delivering for Di Marco. Wonderful goal scored. Unfortunately for them, sloppy at the back, concede straight away, and Atletico Madrid have got a goal. And then the problem with them is, right, is that you don't want the crowd to start going, because they're very good. Once they have momentum, they ride it out, Atleti. Either way, they've reached the first half, and then the second half started, and Inter just sort of never really came alive. It was a slower tempo in the second half. I mean, the first half was just so spectacular to watch. It was high intensity, high tempo, two brilliant teams, two excellent visions of football, two ideals, but it was Atletico Madrid that were on fire. They weren't at all like the Atletico Madrid that we used to remember from back in the day, which is why it was such a wonderful match, because Cholo has changed them this season. Either way, the substitutions made the difference, and Inter opted bizarrely, and I totally understand the criticism for Inzaghi in this, but he took off Bastoni and Dumfries and brought on Acerbi and Damian. Then eventually started taking off Thuram and Barella, and you sort of don't understand it, because it seems like when he opted for those subs, he had already decided that what he was going to do was sit back and counter. And as a strategy, I don't mind that. And you can say it was a poor strategy, because when you're playing at home and you are in a cauldron and the fans are on your side, and you've just brought on Memphis Depay because Morata hasn't worked out for you, odds are that Atleti were going to find a goal. They were desperate, they were pushing. And
head to SerieAChronicles.com/Patreon now and subscribe to the Chronicles Tifosi Patreon membership with a free 7-day trial. Get early access to every full-length episode and voice note before the rest of the world. Plus, all episodes are 100% ad-free. And you get bonus Patreon-only exclusive episodes, video episodes, and behind-the-scenes extras. Also, be sure to join the new chat community in the Patreon app and chat with fellow subscribers.
Sports Social Podcast Network.